Okay, good morning, everybody. So we're up to Sanhedrin, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel. And previously we had talked about the idea of the Sanhedrin Agdola and their presence, Tamid, critical word, Tamid in the Beis HaMikdash, from Tamid Shel Shachar to Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, and even Shabbosos and Yamim Tovim. And then we said they're allowed to leave, but they could never be less than a Beis Din Shel Ezra Mishalosh. So the Rambam seemingly... superficially, you would think that he's changing the topic, and he's talking about the Sha'os Hadinim, Maschilin as Hadinim Balaila, Mipi Hashmo Lamdu Shadinim Kinegoim, Shanemar, Kol Riv Vichol Naga, Marias Negoim Bayom Bilvad, Af Hadinim Bayom Bilvad. Okay, so the Rambam would be returning here to Halacha Aleph when he talked about, the regular Bezdin, not the Sanhedrin Agdola, Yoshev, until Sov Shashishis and everything that we discussed within that framework. What's interesting is that the Rambam in the Kesef Mishnah Kedarko tries to analyze this in terms of the Shaka Vataria, seems to quote a minority view here. This is a view that the Gemara affiliates in with the view of Rabbi Meir. Kol Riv Chol Naga Marias Negam Bayom Bovad Afadinim Bayom Bovad. Now you can do Gemar Din Balaila, and Rava darshins that from a different series of psukim. V'shavtu es ha'am b'chol eis, that means b'chol eis is b'yom u'v'alayla. But then the Torah says, v'ayah b'yom hanchilo es banav, eis asher yalo lo yuchal v'akeres ben ha'uval p'nei ben asnu'a ha'b'chor. So, the Torah calls that chukas mishpat, Yerusha. And so, if it's b'yom hanchilo es banav, it's b'yom v'lo b'layla. If it's b'chol eis, it's b'yom u'v'alayla. So we say, t'chilas den b'yom, Gemara din Balaila, that works for Dine Mamanos, and the Rambam will come back to that in Perek Yud Aleph. So the Kesef Mishnah is a little surprised. Why is he quoting the Pasuk by Rav Meir of V'chol Riv V'chol Naga V'chol Marius Negan Bayom Af Adinim Bayom Bilvad? And again, Kedarko, the Kesef Mishnah, tries to answer the question in terms of the Shakla Vitaria, and maybe, in fact, the Chachamim really do accept this view, but I wanted to make a little bit of a different suggestion. I think the Rambam, and if you go back to Perek Aleph, when the Rambam talked about that you need somebody who's Rai Lahoros Becholat Arakula, the Rambam very much likes this drasha, Kol Riv V'chol Naga, because it relates to the organic unity of Torah. Ma Riyas Negaim Bayom, Af Hadinim Bayom Bovad, right? Ma Inyan Riyas Negaim, Eitzel Choshen Mishpat. But the point is that we actually do look at the Torah as an organic whole, bein dam ladam, bein din ladin, bein nega lenega, divrei rivos bisharecha. And I think the Rambam specifically likes this pasuk because it demonstrates that the standards of Riyas Negaim, where there's really a logic to it, right? You have to be able to see the nega, so it's only going to be bayom, but those will extend because of the organic indivisibility of Torah, those will extend beyond the realm of Negaim, right, the L'chol Riv L'chol Naga, the Inyan Rivos Bisharecha, the organic whole, the unity of Torah. And if that's true, I think, then we can understand the order here of Perek Gimel and the Rambam. The Rambam started out by talking about Arimasa Yoshin Bedin, and he talks about, Sanhedrin Ketana, Beis Din Shel Shlosha, etc. And then he gets into the Beis Din Shel Shivim Ve'echad, and he talks about the special role of the Beis Din of Shivim Ve'echad, that they always have to have representation of a Sanhedrin, on Har Habayis. And then he comes back to what could have been in Perek Aleph, in Halach Aleph, of Ein Maschilin as Hadinim Balaila. Right? You could have put that there, for the Beis Din Shel Shalosh. But you have this intervening set of halachos about the Beis Din Shel Shim Ve'echad. And again, part of the credentials that we talked about with respect to the Beis Din Shel Shim Ve'echad are people who really are ro'ei lahoros b'chol ha'Torah kulo. So I think, again, what the Rambam seems to be trying to demonstrate is that some of the standards of the Beis Din Shel Shim Ve'echad of ro'ei lahoros b'chol ha'Torah kulo are going to, quote-unquote, trickle down to the Beis Din Shel Shalosh, meaning that the schedule of the Beis Din Shel Shalosh, right, that you can't have Gemar Din, Tchilas Din Balayla, relates to the organic unity of Torah, Ve'al pi amyeh chol riv v'chol naga.